September 11, 2001 is a day Americans will never forget. But for South Jersey photojournalist and educator Velva McNeil, it's a day she remembers in a different way. She was visiting her hometown of New York City and was supposed to be flying to Detroit that morning when the Twin Towers came down. Velva went to ground zero. She arrived around noon, camera in hand. She spent 10 hours just blocks away from the tragedy, snapping shots of what she saw. And now her images are part of an exhibition. She's with us, taking us all back to where she was on 9/11.
My sister, she got married 2 days before, and my brother-in-law woke me up and said, "You cannot go home today," because originally I was supposed to be flying home that morning at 11 a.m. So I was like, "What do you mean I can't go home?" And I remember coming out into the open space and seeing a big screen TV. And as I was standing there, the second tower hit. Now I'm on the island of Manhattan, uptown. You can hear the sirens. You can, hear everything like going by really fast. And I told my sister, "I'm going downtown." So I grabbed my camera and my film and I went downtown.
And that's a journalistic instinct, right? To just go towards the tragedy. And so how did you get there?
So I believe I rode the train down as far as it went. And then I walked the rest of the way. That year in 2001, I started the year off working in New Jersey at the Courier Post. So I had my press pass.
How close were you to ground zero where the towers came down?
Probably 2-3 blocks away. But I just kept at it. I kept trying to get closer to the towers. And so I would weave in and out of spaces because I was very familiar with New York at the time. So I was able to get really close. And I was there with most of the journalists recording that day. And it was just amazing to be that close so early on the same day.
Yeah. And just so people who may not have been alive then, describe the scene in words for us that you saw on the ground.
I was down there when Building 7 came down.
Velvet is referring to the World Trade Center Building 7, a 47-story building that was not hit by an airplane, yet it collapsed at 5:21 p.m. September 11, 2001. Officials said the building was brought down by the buckling of key structural columns weakened by fires that started after the building was hit by debris during the collapse of the North Tower. But that collapse has been the subject of conspiracy theories for years.
That pumble of smoke, you felt it. You smelt it. You felt like you were breathing in something that wasn't good.
You have a number of images that you've included in an exhibit. Which one is, when you look at it, you feel the most?
My lead photo. And my lead photo is called Blocks Away. There's a police officer in the foreground. You see New York City police. And in the background, you see Building 7, you see the smoke, the cloud of dust. And then in the street, you see police officers, and one has his hand on his head, like in total confusion, like what is going on at this time? And to me, that kind of summarizes the day.
And you have a number of photographs. Describe what the exhibit is going to be.
I kept going downtown. I was there to about the September 14th. And so I just had about 9 or 10 rolls of film. I went down and I made pictures of the people, rescue workers, people who came from other states, and then just the people that I photographed during that experience, as well as just the scene, like to see two police cars and you see all the dust on it, and you can just start to imagine what happened. You know, your mind just starts to go there. When you see two cars smashed on top of each other, your mind just starts to think, wait a second, what was that like? What was that experience like?
What still sticks with you about what you saw that day?
Like, I was down there all day. My younger sister worked at Stuyvesant High School as a school safety officer. That high school was being used as a firefighter, a triage center that night. So she came to the police line to get me to go closer. I put my camera away. At that point, it didn't feel right. I started handing out blankets and coffee to the firefighters that were laid out on the sidewalk. You know, they would come near to rest. So that sticks with me the most, having that experience of not only being able to tell a story through my images, but to also be able to, in my own way, help out that evening.
You'll never forget that.
Never forget it. Never. And this time of year, I start to relive that experience again. I start to think about the people in a more intense way. Being there as a Black woman with a camera, I didn't see too many of us that day, only one other one. And just to be able to have the strength and the power to go toward the danger while everyone else was running away, because I wanted to tell a story with my camera.
Velvet McNeil's photos will be on display this weekend in New York City. They're also available for view at 911blocksaway.com. As further proof she was there, McNeil makes a cameo in a History Channel documentary from that day.